Our devotion for day 37, Thursday, April 11th, 2019, was written by Alice Schlesinger. Our scripture comes from John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Last June, I traveled with my daughter-in-law and two granddaughters to England, Scotland, and Wales. This was their first trip abroad. Having been there several times, I had the pleasure of seeing the sights again through the eyes of my girls. Near the end of the tour, I asked them to choose one thing about the trip that they enjoyed most. Immediately, Amber, a Texas A&M meteorology student, said Stonehenge. Lisa, a Salado eighth grader, said shopping. Becky, their mother, thought for a moment and then said, "Everything is so old and so beautiful." She explained that seeing the castles and thatched roofs in the countryside, as well as sites such as Westminster, Buckingham Palace, and Edinburgh Castle, opened her mind's eye to the literature and history of Great Britain she has always loved. As we watch, listen, and learn for ourselves, the wonders of our world open up to us with new and exciting meaning. We can use these same tools to give our journey of faith a new and much deeper meaning. Through observing our fellow Christians in their walks with Jesus and their service to others, while engaging in our own daily search for God's Word, we can grow in faith, knowing that all the while our Heavenly Father is with us to guide and protect us. The light of Christ is ever present, no matter how bumpy the path may be. At Easter and always, we remember one of our favorite Bible verses. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." By dying for us on the cross, Jesus gave to each of us the promise of eternal life, if only we choose to follow him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, give us the strength and courage to choose the path you have chosen for us, that we may spend eternity in heaven with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.